Have you ever noticed where you experience life? It's a strange question that Lauren asked me a while back. Like, where in your body, where in your being do you experience your day? Where in your body do you experience your life? Personally, and this may not come as a surprise to some of you, but I tend to experience life in my head. And sometimes in that experience, there's a kind of almost detachment from the physical world. There's just a going through life without really touching the ground and digging in and being fully present. I don't know about you. Maybe you feel like you are never up in your head, that you're just always kind of feeling life in your body, in your bones. When I read the creation story in Genesis 2, I sense this perfect integration of body and soul. Out of the earth, inspired by God, breathed in. That's what inspired means, to be breathed into. And this is how we experience the world. Ideally, connected simultaneously to the Creator and the creation. Now what we find, at least after Genesis 3, is that it's very easy to get misaligned. Body and soul, Creator and creation. As Reinhold Niebuhr, good old UCC theologian, from the 1900s, observes, we either err on the side of pride, ignoring our createdness for an air of divinity, or we err on the side of sensuality, ignoring our divine image and calling for an animalistic existence of merely pleasure or pain. Lent is intended to give God a chance to realign us, to help us recover our humanness. The humbling truth of our coming out of the creation and the inspiring truth of our being marked by the divine. And so that's the goal of our Lenten series this year, to give up the things that are pulling us away from our true human existence. All of the habits we have of taking life into our own hands and getting out of touch with God and the world around us. And so we seek to be realigned from an impulse to control to a life of trusting our Creator. From minds scattered in worries to a mind focused on our God-given purpose. From the habit of complaining about what isn't how we want it to be, to expressing our gratitude for all that God has given us. From a sense of superiority over others, to an honest humility in view of God's holiness. From spirits of competition and comparison that make others our enemies, to practices of love and prayer for others. And from our expectations about what God should do, to an open awareness of what God is doing. But all of this begins with a realignment in the core of our being. From a sense of and a desire to be self-sufficient. The assumption that I can and should be able to get my life together myself. To a deep conviction of our need for God and for community. From the very beginning, we see that there is no life apart from God's breath. And we find that it is not good for any one of us to be alone. You and I were not created to be self-sufficient. We were created to be connected to Creator and community and creation. And that is what Ash Wednesday is about. Let's pray. Almighty God, we approach you this evening wanting to be fully human, to be no less and no more than exactly what you have created us to be. So God, we pray for the breath of life to fill us. And we pray for the ashes to humble us, that we might grasp who we truly are, who you truly are, and what this life is really about. Amen. I've just shared the movements of our Lenten series. I'll repeat them. Giving up control, worry, complaining, superiority, enemies, and expectations. Maybe there's one of these that really hits you. And maybe you say, I just want to take that one and run with it this Lent. I want to try and give up complaining. I need all 40 days to do that. And that's great if you do that. If you take one of these and ask God to help it sift through your hands, as we're going to talk about in a minute, great. Or maybe none of them really strike you, or they all strike you, and maybe you just want to take a week practicing each one, being really purposeful about 1 week giving up control, 1 week giving up complaining, 1 week giving up worrying, and so on. And that might be how you want to do Lent this year. Or maybe God is doing something totally different, and that's okay too. But I want to encourage you to be thinking about giving up whatever habits you have, and we all have them, that yank us away from God. And we do that by developing practices that draw us into God and God's goodness and grace. And so we're going to take a few moments here, and I'm going to invite you to reflect on how you want to take on this Lenten journey, what it is you feel called to give up, and its alternative practice that you want to take on. And then we'll sing together, and then we'll take the first step of our journey. So let's take a few minutes and just reflect on how you feel like God is calling you to keep this Lent.